Attack of the Woolly Jumper, written by Mark Lowry and read by Rupert Degas. My name is Roman Garstang, and I don't like clothes. Now, that's not the same as saying I like no clothes. I'm not weird. I definitely don't want to walk about in the nude, all pink and wobbly like a giant plucked chicken. I just mean I'm not bothered about which clothes I wear, and I've never understood people who are, especially when most fashion trends seem to be completely crackers. Last month, a pop star called Tara Crust went on stage wearing a dress made entirely out of slices of cheese. Yes, as in actual slices of actual cheese. I only know this because Rosie Taylor, aka the worst person who ever lived, brought a photo of her into our class for show and tell and made a speech about how brave and clever she was. Brave and clever? I don't think so. Tara Crust isn't exactly a hero or a genius, is she? She didn't protect a cluster of babies from a man-eating hamster or invent something amazing and important like a reusable jam donut. All she'd done was slap a few dairily slices onto herself like some kind of mad human cheeseburger. Personally, I thought she looked like a total nutter. She only got away with it because she's a famous singer. Imagine if I went around wearing a waistcoat made of mashed potato or a pair of Satsuma trousers or a bobble hat made from lasagna. I'd get taken away in an ambulance. It's official. Fashion is pointless and stupid. And I don't get it. But then again, clothes can have important jobs. Firstly, they say a lot about you. For instance, Rosie Taylor sometimes wears a top with "This jumper cost more than your house" printed on it in gold writing. Also, a kid in my class called Kevin the Grand Old Puke of York Harrison usually has a couple of dried up sick stains on his togs if you look closely enough. And my sort of best friend Darren Gamble, probably the naughtiest kid in Europe, likes T-shirts with the names of his favourite heavy metal bands on them. His current favourites are The Erupting Nappies, Razorblade Ruth and the Tortured Piglets, and Death by Toilet. I'll let you decide what these clothes say about each of them. Secondly, clothes can protect you. You can buy thick winter coats, bulletproof vests, anti-tortoise Wellington boots, etc. Yes, clothes can save your life. But I've recently discovered that they can also destroy it. And I should know. Last week, I was exposed to the nastiest, cruelest, most violent object known to man. A homemade woolly jumper.